close to a coffin of hope. I'd cheat destiny just to be near you. And if this is giving up, then I'm giving up. If this is giving up, then I'm giving up, giving up.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Take Point 22, an LLC and BMI music licensed under Trim Radio Network, 615-605-1658. You can come on over to the Trim Radio Network, where we broadcast live all over the world. We have great merchandise. It helps us stay on the air if you buy it. We'd love to see you in it. And if you ever want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. We'll show you how easy it is to do. Also, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. Any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice, and that includes any medical and professional or legal advice as well. Always check. Never assume. Anyway, folks, great song right here, Wreck of the Day, Ann and Alec. Like I said, covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. And we do have a call-in number, as we always do. 803-866-1667, call in. You want to chat? Hey, you know what? We'd enjoy it. Anyway, just no cussing, no cursing. And with that, we'll just get moving right along, because we have got a lot of stuff going on today. Today I'm not going to talk too much about too much of the different things going on as far as veterans affairs and stuff, because we have a lot going on that has to do with just our government in general, and we're getting held back because we're not able to promote some of the upper echelon in the military, and that's a huge problem. So unless we can get this bill passed, and unless they're willing to work together, you know, the House and the Senate, lower house, upper house, I'm not sure what we're going to get accomplished with. Right now, it just seems that everyone has got this, they've got this illusion of grandeur, and it's just not there. And the things that really irritate me is, no matter what you think of this war, good, bad, or indifferent, right, wrong, or indifferent, it's a mess. You know, now we see another country over there, Armenia. They're getting into where they've got skirmishes going on. We've got China and Taiwan that look like they're ready to, you know, face off, and all these different things going on in the world where people are going to end up hurt. And, you know, at some point, all this nonsense has to come to an end. And I mean, it just does. It all has to come to an end because it's not benefiting anyone. What are the benefits of war? What are they? Because I'd love to know. I'd love to know what benefits of war that there are. I mean, we're not talking about people that are, you know, sitting here and they have been, they're fighting over land that wasn't their land to begin with, or that their land was accepted, and now all of a sudden somebody else changes their mind. It's a temper tantrum between two grown adults at the expense of good women and men's lives. And that's really what it is. And that's exactly what it is. And that's what it's always been. So how do they change this? How do we get out of this? You know, sending more weaponry over there, and understand the hypocrisy of our government. We're talking about, oh, well, guns kill over here. We want to change the laws. Now we're talking about we should change the Constitution because, hey, it's outdated. I'm sorry, that's what this country was founded on, but we should change that because we think today we know what's best for you. Not a matter of we the people, what's best for ourselves, but we know what's best for you. And greed and all of this has taken over, and it's just a travesty of justice. But yet we'll send weapons over to another country to annihilate each other because it's in our best interest. And then take taxpayer money from the taxpayers and say, okay, here you go. We're going to lay $224 billion of debt because we think this is the right move to do for Ukraine, for democracy, because, well, it's in our best interest. And then what happens is Ukraine gets that money, and then they buy F-16 jets from us, or, you know, buy weapons that they can use to defend themselves against Russia, who decided all of a sudden they want to annex, you know, for whatever reason, whatever political reason that they've got going on. And they already took a chunk out of Crimea, but they want their whole federation back. So now, you know, because, well, things didn't go well back in the 80s, we're going to fix that now. It's done. It's over with. It's done. Those lands are now not part of your land. It's done. You accepted it. You went through it, and that's it. That's the end of it. You know, if you want to go back and talk to Gorbachev on that one, then do that. But I'm sorry. That's what the people wanted. That's how it went, and that's the way it went. So, and there have been too many lives lost all throughout this whole thing. So now they buy all these weapons, and they buy them, you know, tanks and track tanks and everything else, and all to defend Ukraine. So Ukraine, which gets that money from us, then funnels that money back to the government. But the government, well, they're not paying taxes on themselves. I mean, you know, the citizens fronted this whole thing. So what if the citizens were to charge the government taxes and said, okay, well, give us all that money back and you know, the taxes along with it. I mean, this is why all of a sudden, rather than sit down and work out differences, wars become big business. And that's what it's become, big business. And it solves a few of the other problems too. Overpopulation, you know, we get rid of that problem too. You know, it. The whole thing is this giant scam. And I mean, I look at it, it's the same thing with EV batteries. Okay, oh, we've got the solution now. The batteries are even much better. Okay, you're still mining for them, kind of just like coal. You're mining coal, now you're mining for batteries. And that's got to be good for the earth. Okay, I mean, and it's lithium. Of course you have a way of recycling them, right? Well, no, you don't. So not all components of it. So somewhere along the line, maybe where you dug up when you mined them from, you can rebury the old stuff. And let's hope in, you know, maybe 100, 200,000 years that it will no longer emit a whole bunch of like toxic waste back into the earth. You know, but my thought is there is this company that is in the top, the very top of Antarctica. It's in Chile, very bottom part, that actually makes water run your cars. See, they pull CO2 out of the air. They pull it right out of our atmosphere, which helps the atmosphere. And then they pull the hydrogen and the components that they need right out of the water. And they do their little workings and everything. And they create this water that, well, it smells like gasoline, sure enough, but maybe not as pungent or strong. But it burns like it, except for one difference. It does not put CO2 back into the air. It burns clean. So you don't have to buy EV cars. You see, you could keep the cars that you have now, and they could basically run on water. And Porsche proved this because they took one of their Porsches down there and did this and filled it up, and it ran fine. No performance issues whatsoever. But nobody wants to talk about that kind of stuff. Nobody wants to do that. Nope. We'd rather. So now we have an oil shortage again. You get that? We're up, what, $300 a barrel is what they're talking about it going all the way on up to? $300 a barrel. But we don't want to have all these climate things where all these pipelines running everywhere. And now, we're starting to backtrack on that. So how's this really going to work out? I mean, people don't want to really give up their cars. I mean, I have no interest whatsoever in an EV. None. That thing's got electrical nightmare written all over it. I don't find it any more beneficial than what you got out there now. If I could run my car on water and we could get these plants going up and running at different parts of the country to where we could, hey, we could use this alternative, pull CO2 right out of the atmosphere, make it better for everybody, cool the planet off at the same time. I mean, hey, listen. And then we go ahead and it's we can clean the water at the same time as we're making it into this, and we're burning the same engines but with water. Why aren't we trying that? Why aren't we listening and doing this? And of course, these guys are probably hidden down there because everyone's wanted to take their lives, because that will cost people money. That will cost businesses money. See, Shell and Exxon and Mobil and Chevron, they don't want to talk about any of that. They don't want to talk about that. See, the whole reason these guys get away with what they're doing is, and they're the biggest polluters, they buy these tax credits. They're given tax credits. And what they do is they sell them to each other. You know, okay, I only need so many. Here you go. You take these tax credits. You take these. These will keep us below our standard and you below your standard and everything. Oh, yeah, they got this whole tax credit thing going on. And then you've got people in other parts of the world that they don't really give a crap about tax credits at all, because no matter what, they're going to do what they want to do. And there's not a whole lot that we can impose upon them because they're their own country. But at least we think that. We try to impose it upon everybody else. The same people who are helping fund a war, killing off thousands in another country from far away, are going to tell you that you should have an EV because it's better for the world. And don't worry about it. We've got a lithium deposit here. We are stoked and excited. We are ready to go. So we're going to rip up the ground because we need that lithium. It's going to help us have a cleaner world. Sure. The same thing as the belief that 5G won't hurt birds and everything else in the air. You know, I mean, everything that the human hands touch is like bad news. It's unbelievable. And it's unbelievable how we all fall victim to these BS sessions that these people pull off. And we're all to blame for it. Like AI, there's a great idea. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, I just can't imagine. If only we'd have some kind of a clue. You know, I mean, we've got drones now that are flying down and they can attack anyone and anybody from anywhere. We've got lasers that burn so hot that they can strike, they can hit things. And this was somehow all a good idea. Why would we do that anyway? Yet, we can't solve a few simple problems. And my favorite one is the 3D printed meat with, well, it's mystery meat. You just don't know what's in it. But it's a lot of fun. And one of the other mysteries that you'll see is how a White House with so many securities and cameras and everything can't figure out where cocaine came from. And then another president, if these two run, we're in trouble. You understand? We're all in trouble. I'm going to tell you, it'd be nice just to have one nice, honest person running the country. Not running it. When we say running, understand, that's a euphemism of maybe leading, but taking advice from the people. Let the people let them know what's needed and what's not needed. We got people destroying books now in different libraries all over. This is bad, this is bad, this is bad. But we can have grown men dressed as women dance in front of your children that are kindergartners all the way on up to maybe 12th grade, and that is perfectly acceptable. However, this book is bad. I mean, where have we gotten so far off track and lost our freaking minds that right is wrong and wrong is right, and we can't figure it out anymore? Exactly how did that happen? When did that happen? We have people that believe to this day that there's this huge race war going on. You know what? I got news for you. There's not. Some of the best people that I ever met and meet, I go to the grocery store and we have these long conversations and we talk about good things, our families, our children, and everything. And guess what? Never occurs to us, oh, hey, you're white, you're black, or you're Chinese, or you're American, or, you know, you're Italian, you're Greek. Never does it come up in the conversation. We just talk about the good things and the children and everything else. We have lost that ability. We have lost that common sense. See, we have this big fear thing that comes out. Okay, I love how we now have the thing where, okay, well, we got another pandemic again. Isn't that great how these people are such seers and prophesiers? God has given them such great gifts that they could see that there's a pandemic out there. And all of a sudden, it happens a couple of months before, and then they say, hey, let's get ready to shut things down. But let's put on some masks that didn't work the first time. Because if it did and you wore a mask, then you shouldn't have gotten it. And then there are the people that are the high vaccine ones. We should line up all the people that don't want to get vaccinated and shoot them. Okay, so you want to kill off all the people that decide that they don't want to get the jab, okay? Because they don't agree with you. You get that? They don't agree with you. So they should be shot and murdered. And that's what we should do. Because after all, the first time, we weren't lied to. I mean, God forbid that we would get lied to. There was no gain of function. Oh no, this was from the wet market. Bat, rat, chicken soup. Absolutely, without a doubt, that's where it came from. Even though the text messages from Fauci said completely the opposite. Even though the FBI and the CIA and everybody else said, no, this likely came right from that lab that was up on over the hill, okay, down from the market. But no, see, that's not a, and we'll never really know because the Chinese, China, won't help us figure out the truth. I got news for you. They don't have to. It's their country. If they unleash something and it keeps changing and it's a bioweapon, you aren't going to know it anyway. And after all, wouldn't we be hypocrites since we have, what, ricin, anthrax, everything else? But, hey, we promise not to use those things. We promise to get rid of all these weapons of war. But have we? I mean, really. Let's be honest here. Mankind has always found a way to kill. That's the easiest thing that man has been able to do. He's been very consistent at it. He's been at it for over thousands of years. I mean, somewhere along the line, somebody picked up a rock and said, if I chuck this at this dude's head, I might take him out. And then I'm going to take the pterodactyl chicken thigh off of his shoulder, and I'm going to take it home. And that's pretty much how man works. They are corrupt, evil. And when I say all of mankind, I do mean man, womankind. Trust me, women, you are no better than we are. We just get more confused, is all. But pretty much, it's been the same goal. Okay? Everyone treats themselves badly. They all end up in some kind of an eating disorder. Or the other ones hurt each other. But we've done all these terrible things. So what's in our way? What do we need to do? Well, we need to stop church. Yep, we got to crush the church. Listen, if we could crush the church and we can believe in the invisible man, as George Carlin puts it. See, George says that on one of his radio things, whether he's being facetious or not. You know, after all, he makes a pretty good point about it of believing in the invisible man. And that if you do what's right, good things will happen. But if you do not obey him, he's going to send you down screaming into hell. Well, he's got a few things mixed up there. No question about it. And he thinks that a bunch of people got together and created so that we'll have some kind of a moral compass. You know, after all, the moral compass that we have today is working so well. It's taken us far. We burn up our forests. We kill off the animals. I mean, we're working on making the polar bears extinct. I mean, we've got it to the point now where dolphins and everything attack human beings. Sharks attack human beings. Everything wants to attack human beings. What is the common denominator? Well, it's the human beings. So you have to love that. But we have gotten to the point now today to where now we want to kill off the church. And anything that we do is permissible. Do you see? Anything is okay to do. You want your neighbor's new tennis shoes? Hey, you just take them. You want his stereo? Maybe you want his car. Tell you what, just take it from him. Because we've already turned everyone against the police. They're the enemy too. And they haven't helped. They've done some pretty stupid things. Some people have. But it doesn't show the true amount of how it is. It's not every police officer is bad. You're always going to have a few bad apples. After all, it only took one for Adam and Eve. But it seemed to have snowballed. And that's where we're at today. We have snowballed ourselves into climate change. We have snowballed ourselves into racism. We have snowballed ourselves into our moral compass of not knowing whether we're men, women. We have snowballed ourselves into the abducting of children, molesting, killing, sacrificing. We have snowballed ourselves into, believe it or not, a dictatorship every country is run on. Every single one. If you think not, you're wrong. What are you paying in taxes? What are the mortgage rates? What are the interest rates? How much is that car loan? What happens to you if you don't pay it? Who are you answering to? We have snowballed ourselves into melting our world into a big piece of plastic sludge. We have ticked off the moon. It wants to get away from us. The sun is throwing up on us. We're not sure if we're in a round world, a dome, flat earth. Half of us don't know that. We don't know what history is anymore. And yet we're supposed to comprehend and act like we know about the invisible man? Is that what we're supposed to do? When we sit here and we condemn gun violence in our states, that are 40 to 80,000 people per year, but yet the funding of the war over there, according to the calculations that they're saying how many Russians have been lost and how many Ukrainians have been lost, has been far, far more than 40 to 80,000 people since the beginning of this onset. But at least we're not doing it in our own backyard. That's the nice thing about it. And for the people that have paid all their lives into the idea of Social Security, the ideas that turned good that went south, hey, listen, this will at least be a retirement because we saw too many people that didn't have any retirement at all. And then no one to take care of them. So the premise of the idea was good. It was good at heart. until we got people that were in office that said, what's that over there? Is that a stack of cash? Let's take that. To where now we talk about all these things of it drying up, going extinct itself, along with the animals. So what do we do? How do we change these things? And we know we don't want to have the relationship with the invisible man on his terms. I mean, God forbid. And of course, I will call him God, because I am, in my belief, in my heart, in what I know to be true, is Christ God exists without refute. Judged by facts, judged by time, judged by dates, judged by miracles, judged by everything that he does and still continually does in a world in which, frankly, he should flush down the toilet. But he loves us. Why? I have no idea. I ask myself that every day. But I'm glad that he chose us. Well, some of us anyway. The rest of you don't want to believe in the invisible man. I happen to know he exists. See, our little pea brain, and then we all say, hey, listen, with all this that happenings, with all the sickness and with everything else that happens in this thing, I have questions for God. I got news for you. You think with your small, simplistic, pea-sized mind that you're going to go up to a creator who's outside of time, space, and matter, and you're going to ask him questions? You're going to question him who is omnipotent. And you're going to ask him questions. You have the audacity to believe you're going to ask him all these questions because you want answers. See, we've developed this mind thought that from 9:30 to 10:30, God, I have time for you on Sunday. And then during the rest of the week, listen, if something bad happens, I'll give you a call. I'll give you a shout. Instead of realizing that the whole reason that the relationship exists is because we need to have it on his terms and not on our terms. See, that's our mistake, our arrogance, our egotistic mindset that we have. And both sides of the government do this. Make no mistake about it. Well, the conservatives, they want you to believe that, they're here. We're here to save you all. We care about you. Make sure that you put the date and your signature on the bottom of the check. Now, the liberals say, we are for the people and for freedom and everything else. And we do sponsor sin to the deepest depths. So, you know, hey, choose us. And I find myself looking from the left and from the right to where I don't want to be anywhere even near the middle. And now we're at this predicament to where we have to vote. And people are like, well, the best thing that we can do, and this is our mindset. This is the sickness that we have in America today. The mindset is, well, we just have to vote for the lesser of two evils. Now think about that. I want you to think about that question. The lesser of two evils. That is the most wonderful statement that I've ever heard. And I still laugh at it today. I have a choice. I have to vote for the lesser of two evils. That's my choice. There's not a third option. There's not a third option. See, it's voting for the lesser of two evils. Well, that's how Earth's set up now. That's how the people of Earth are set up. Okay? There is no good. It's the lesser of two evils. We've come a long way, haven't we? Since the beginning of time, since the birth of man, we have come far. I mean, after all, we are geniuses. I mean, we've got everything figured out. We think we have space figured out. We think that, you know, and Earth is no longer the area where we're going to fight wars. No, let's take it outside of Earth and go into the peaceful atmosphere of space and start having a war there, because we need more room, okay? After all, we need more room. That's what we need. We need for us, more for us and less for everybody else. Until we turn this into a wasteland, and then we'll have some beautiful, maybe, I don't know, secondary place where they've already found that they can live, and they'll start transporting the people that have money. After all, we want the best educated, we want the best minds to go to whatever new world we're going to invent, whether it's a space station or it's a, you know, a party or whatever. And then you know what we'll do? We'll suck the resources out of that planet too. And then we'll find another one and we'll do the same thing. We're already figuring out how to do it for asteroids. That's the beauty of man, isn't it? I tell you. And you know what? George is right about a couple of things. Nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to mind. And when the world gets tired of us, it's not going to go anywhere. We are. It's going to shake us off like fleas. So what do we learn from all this? And how do we approach tomorrow if we haven't even figured out how to approach today? Now, it's funny. The 15-year-old lives here, says, "Yesterday is history. Tomorrow's a mystery. But today is a present." And I listened to him say that, and I thought, wow, that's a perspective that is just wonderful. Yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, but today is a present. Because after all, we can't take this stuff with us when we go, can we? I mean, where are we going to take it to? A lot of us don't think there's an invisible man, so we're not going to go there anyway, right? People more believe in the devil than they do in God. 46% of the population in the United States believe in a supreme being, believe in God, Christ God. That's it. And people will argue, oh, no, those statistics are wrong. Oh, but the COVID statistics and all the other statistics that you have, those are correct. But that one's wrong. Well, let's look at the behavior. I mean, pretty much from the behavior that we have been forced into, that we have accepted. Remember, the lesser of two evils? I don't think that that's that far-fetched. That's funny, because when something bad happens to you, the first person that you sit here and you cuss at is, well, the Almighty God. It's funny how people say that, you know, GD. But yet, they don't believe in the invisible man. But they do believe in Satan. And we know that. Again, the lesser of two evils, right? So if you believe in evil, but you can't believe in Christ God, Allah, whatever religion that's out there, and you don't want to believe, and you think that it's just some big makeup thing to keep people in line, then how can you believe in evil? How can you believe in yin and yang? How can you believe in polar opposites? Why is there a North Pole and a South Pole? I mean, where does our thinking start tripping on itself. Because we've been very consistent at doing that. War is big business. It's good money. And we've got these great weapons. We make great weapons. And you know what our kids say? Look at that. That thing is cool. Nobody's going to mess with us. That thing is cool. Look at that laser beam and this and that. We've got stuff out there now that we say that can be hotter than the sun. Now we got these robots. But they're not going to take anybody's job. Oh, no, don't believe that. No. I mean, nothing could possibly go wrong. After all, they just had a slew of them start giving out incorrect answers and information because, well, the input was bad from human beings. But we don't make mistakes. And it possibly, with the instruction set that we have, that they can't possibly hurt mankind in the future. You know, no way, not in the future. No, we don't have to worry about being attacked by them or being outsmarted by them. Absolutely not. We've taken every safety precaution that there is, except for one. Yeah, back to that invisible man again. We've got veterans out on the street begging for help, needing help, pleading for help. I was one of them. Just getting someone to believe or check out a story to where they get brushed off and nobody's checked it out. So right away, denial, 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 denial. We have the audacity to say that now Lightwater in the Navy, AFFF, well, it's toxic. It's, you know, causes cancer. We use that to put out fires on ships. Now some of them have these, like where the water comes in, intakes from the ocean or whatever, and just washes it right off the deck. But, oh no. I mean, and we saw this happen with the Forrestal back in, I believe it was, 69. When, well, Senator McCain had something to do with that. But anyway, nonetheless, we saw mixing the both is not a good idea because, well, one hindered the other because it was done improperly. So damage control kind of had to be changed in the way, proper procedures. But needless to say, now we're finding out that the chemicals are bad. The solvents are bad. And we don't know that the guys that we sent over there to fight these wars, that we tax the American people for to fight these wars in the best interest of the people that are having the temper tantrum at the expense of the lives of the good men, women, you know, that are over there, are coming back from working on burn pits or getting rid of munitions dumps or whatever else. Well, after all, everybody's body's the same. So therefore, they can't infect you if they've been near all these different things and then you get sick. No possibility of that happening. Oh, but wait. There is. Remember? COVID. Ha, that spread. Right? That's a virus, after all. Well, what do you think happens when you're around burn pits where you're burning feces and everything else? You don't think those could be viruses, too? Let me think. Where have I seen those before? Oh, yeah, Black Plague. Spanish Flu. I mean, come on. We already know these things happen, right? But when it comes to it, they're getting denied. After all, it took them only 30 years to accept Agent Orange. That helped everybody, didn't it? The solution there was, if we let enough of them die off, then, it'll be a little easier to deal with. Never mind that those guys were dealing with that stuff since day one. So how will this turn out with Ukraine? Let's say Ukraine kicks Russia out of its borders. It even recaptures Crimea. Okay? Now you have a politically damaged and butthurt Putin, who, I mean, after all, he's a sane man, right? He wouldn't use a nuclear weapon. God forbid. All the people below him are already saying, I've got my finger pressed on it. I'm waiting for him. They're already talking about it. Well, we won't use cluster bombs. Oh, but we used those. We sent those. Everything that we say that we're not going to do, we end up doing. And in every single way, it ends up hurting our world. And then we hurt each other. Because everyone has different opinions. And if you don't agree with each other's opinions, well, then you just shoot them. Just like the guy said, if you don't take the vaccine, the stick, then we just line you up and we murder you. That's what you do. That's the answer. Murder. Okay? All the way across the board. Anyone who doesn't take the jab, we're going to murder you. And these people actually have the audacity and the idea to put this stuff up on TikToks, up on X, which was formerly Twitter. It's important to mention that that was formerly Twitter. I don't know why, but it is. Okay? I think by now everybody knows exactly who Elon Musk is, and he named the company X now. Okay? I don't need to know it was Twitter from before, but just in case, I need it in parentheses, formerly Twitter. Okay? I don't know why. It just makes sense that way. And we continue to make these wonderfully bad choices that hurt each other. After all, we don't believe in the invisible man, so anything's permissible, right? And that's what we've done. And where does this get us all? Don't worry. The Earth's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. People, you probably won't either, because it's really never been your choice anyway. You think, with all the questions that you want to ask God, that He doesn't have a date and a time of your demise, of your end? And you think when you get up there, you're going to have a list of questions. Make sure that you write them out. I wouldn't want you to forget any. Put them in your pocket so that when you get there, you could pull the list out. Because after all, God wants to address those. And whoever's list is bigger, He's going to address first. That's the simplest thing to do. So, but that's how we work our world today. I mean, God's not in control. We are. You have to love that thought. That's right. We're the ones that are going to ask Him questions. And when He gets sick of us, and He will, how it has not happened yet is just blows my mind. Not that I ever wanted to be here to begin with. I loathe this place. It's not something that I wanted my kids to see. I wanted them to enjoy. I wanted them to experience love, succeed, be curious, be full of amazement. I wanted them to smile every day, all day long. And that was part of my mistake. My dreams and aspirations doesn't mean that's exactly what's going to happen for them. That's what I want for it to happen to them. But now we all live in a state, we live in this perpetual hell, because of the horrors that we've put into this world. And we've created them. Never really understood why. We have these wonderful ideas, amazing things to see. And yet we can make our worst nightmares come to fruition in seconds. It's not really hard to do either. We just choose to do it. So when it comes that time to vote, sometime around, I don't know, this next year after it all ramps up, and you look at these next two opponents, and you really have to ask yourself, it's the lesser of two evils. people haven't figured out that our founding fathers worked so hard to avoid us from going through what we're going through right now. I mean, they basically said, stay in the boat. We're a life preserver. Not us. We go headlong into the hurricane. We rip the preserver off and eat it because we've run out of food. And then we jump into the water to see how deep we can swim without having to breathe. But maybe if we just took a time to evaluate the stupidity of what we say, the voting of the lesser of two evils. It doesn't seem like it's much of a choice. And I couldn't honestly tell you who I think is a good candidate and who's not. Because when I see him up there, I see an arrogance about them all. They think they seem to know everything. What's right, what's wrong, how they can fix it and make it better. After all, that's what they're going to do. As long as that you pay them. As long as that you give in. As long as you give up your freedoms and continually do it. We have people fighting everywhere all the time in this world. I guess my biggest question is, before I go, how many are fighting for just peace? How many are fighting for just love? How many are fighting to see beautiful things before we wipe them out? Accomplishments. Normalization, if there is such a word. God seemed to think so. Be obedient to my commands, and I will be your loving, truthful, honest God. Will you vote for whoever you want? I know who I'm voting for. No matter what, I'm voting for Christ God. Even if that means I won't put my ballot in a thing. Because if it goes against him, then it goes against me. But that's your choice. That's the world we live in. I hope that someday we all grow up. I can only hope. I hope that for my kids. I think we've shown them enough nightmares in this world. I certainly don't want third generation to not be able to know what polar bears look like anymore, or some of the other animals that we've made extinct over the years because we have meddled with their lives, with their living arrangements, all for the benefit of greed, how to make more money. But what do I know? I'm just some guy on the other side of a microphone. Thank you for joining us on Take Point 22. I hope somewhere along the line we get to cross paths and get to say hello. Let's start with just a nice handshake, a friendly hello, and maybe just a glint of appreciation for each other. Take care, folks.